We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Crucified with Christ. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So the life I now live in the body, I live because of the faithfulness of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I have just read from the New English Translation. Throughout his university years, Desmond struggled with many besetting sins that appealed strongly to his flesh. He prayed and fasted earnestly, asking God to grant him victory, yet the struggles persisted. Eventually, Desmond came across a book that taught about victory over the power of the flesh. In that book, he learned that the solution to the flesh is the cross. However, he did not immediately understand the message of the cross. What does it mean to be crucified with Christ? He would often ask. It was not until Desmond attended a conference and heard a preacher explain the truth in a practical way that understanding came. The preacher taught that to be crucified with Christ means admitting that the old man is dead and choosing to no longer live for personal pleasure. Instead, one now lives for Christ, who died for him. At that moment, Desmond understood that the doctrine of the cross is not merely a belief, it is a way of life. Anyone who still lives primarily for his own pleasure will continue to struggle with the works of the flesh. Scripture reveals that there are two main reasons believers struggle with sin: the flesh and demonic influence. Persistent indulgence in fleshly lust can open the door for demonic involvement. At this stage, even when a believer sincerely wants to stop, he finds himself unable to do so because demonic forces are now reinforcing the habit. In such cases, the solution is deliverance. The second reason believers struggle with sin is the flesh itself, when they continue to live to please themselves rather than to please God. If a believer does not renew his mind to adopt the mindset of Christ, which says, "My life is about doing the will of the Father, not my own," he will continue to struggle with sins that gratify his flesh. Go into today remembering that discipleship is the key to walking in the fullness of God's plan for every believer. Those who desire to be disciples must deny themselves, take up their cross daily, and follow Jesus. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalms 125 to 127. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.